Welcome to the Cheering with Birgit podcast. This is the show where you got your shot of inspiration to get you out of your comfort zone and live life to the fullest. Well, 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 episode 15. This is the first one that I'm recording from Amsterdam. Yes, I moved back to Amsterdam, as you could see in the title. I left about 2.5 years ago for many reasons, and I had a massive adventure. And in this podcast, I'm telling you why I left, what happened in between, and what made me move back, so you have a better understanding in how you can make decisions on feeling well and on your intuition, and how you can trust yourself if something is right or wrong. And then, if you are able to do that, something old can feel again like a brand new life and new opportunities. Want to know more? Let's dive into it. I'm taking you back to June 2018. Because in June 2018, I was back for 2 months in the office, in my headhunting job, on a new desk, as a manager again. And within the 2 months, I knew it was over. My life, as it was back then, in Amsterdam, was completely over. While feeling so free and traveling for 3 months, I found something back. I found back that joy, that feeling of freedom, adventure, being outside, meeting new people. Exploring the world made me explore myself and heal myself, because I had quite a tough time. Because beginning of 2016, my father passed away. Before, I was working so much, because first I was nearly fired, and then I became a big success. And then just on top, then my father died. And that's okay. That's all okay now. But although we saw it coming for 8 years, because he had a multiple myeloma, a type of cancer that's in your blood, it's never easy. It's never easy. And I had a very special relationship with my father. So, you know, it's like you have a heartbreak. Yeah, it's like a broken heart. But the thing is, you didn't choose to leave each other. You wanted to stay together. And obviously, as a girl, your relationship with your father is not like with a partner. But your father is the first man you learn to trust or not trust. And he sets an example for you, how you see the world and how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your femininity, all those things. Well, my dad was a very special man. He was a Turkish guy, an expat in Netherlands, and I love him so deeply and I missed him so deeply. So that trip that I wanted to take for such a long time, but I didn't because he was ill. And then there was no money and this and that. And I did all other stuff, but it needed to happen. I needed to do that for myself. I wanted to do that for over 10 years. So it was time. And I felt all the energy coming back in my body in that trip. And I did my plan B, become a dive instructor. So if I wasn't happy returning, because I wasn't ready to close the door yet, and I even accepted the new role, but I let go of my desk, the baby that I built, the desk that I fought for. And I already stepped into something new, let go of the old. And I felt, my intuition told me, if you're not happy when you come back, it's easier to let go. And of course, I didn't say that to anybody, because it's no one's business. You don't have to say what you feel and how you feel about things. You know, your intuition tells you. I knew deep in my heart, I knew that there was a possibility I was going to quit anyway, but I wasn't ready to do it without proper research and experience first. because we all feel things and sometimes we don't feel like something and then it's okay and then it's not okay. It's good to take a little bit distance like I did with my trip and spend my time having fun and doing other stuff and sometimes feeling really alone. Yeah, that happens too when you travel on your own. But it was a dream come true. It was everything I wished for. And a dive instructor license was another dream come true. So I hit two dreams in 3 months that some people maybe never do their whole life. You know, that's amazing. And I felt so grateful. And I was brand new. And I felt myself being stressed about a lot of things that I don't care about a desk that I didn't care about. I care about my team, my colleagues, a lot. So it was very hard to tell them after 2 months, and especially the girl that I work with, she's really special to me, and that I wasn't going to stay, and it had nothing to do with them, but it was time to go. And that's how I felt. And I have been honest about that, and I didn't look for another job, and I didn't play games, because that's not what I do. I knew that I was going to be okay. So my mom, my brother, my friends, everybody was flipping out. They're like, what are you going to do? You just came back. And I felt in my heart, I'm going to go to Rhodes. I'm just going to go there, see if my dear George, my friend for many years that has a scuba school, has a job for me. Otherwise, I just hang around. Maybe I'll do something. I just really wanted to go to Rhodes. My heart was telling me to go to Rhodes. This is the island that I have such a special bond with, that I've been to so many times, and it's always pulling me back. So I went there, and I already told it a little bit in the whisper. And yeah, it was a success. I stayed there for 3 months. I lived in a really old house in a medieval town. And yeah, I fell in love. My heart was broken again. I traveled to the US afterwards. And then, yeah, I actually was ready in November 2018 to let go of the place in Amsterdam because I wanted to go somewhere else, or in October. But my heart was broken again. That happened a couple of times in the 2 years after my father died. And it was really tough. But apparently that needed to happen because I wasn't supposed to let everything go. Sometimes that's the thing. But I knew I wanted to go back to Rhodes. So I actually had an official yes from the municipality of Amsterdam to rent out my house. It's like somebody is a caretaker of your house. You make a contract. The person is registered. So it's completely legal if you're working abroad. And I already had a contract for the next season, 2019, to work in the scuba school again, but then the full season. So I spent 3 months in Assen, in the north of the Netherlands, with my family. And then I went back. And that was great. I even wanted to stay there. And I actually decided after the whole season that I wanted to stay in Rhodes. So 1 year ago, the season was slowing down, but it was still working. October was quite busy. And it was great. Still, October was wonderful, lovely. And I actually met somebody I really, really like, still like. And yeah, but I was going to stay there. So I felt so sure. And then November came and my brother came to visit and my heart was already whispering to me, it's not a good idea to stay here, Birgit. It's not a good idea. And my mind said, yeah, but you chose to stay here. You wanted to stay here. But something felt off. The darkness was coming into the streets. It's becoming silent and dark. No heating in my house, so it was cold all the time. And it would have been so long without a job because winter jobs were barely there if you don't speak any Greek. And it wasn't very inspiring anyway. And I didn't work for myself yet, so I didn't have much to do. And then I decided to change my ticket, pay a visit to Malta to round up some working business, and then take all my stuff back to the Netherlands. And there's also somebody special that I met there that moved back that I wanted to see, but you never know how it turns out, you know? So I'm back in the Netherlands, in Assen, from the end of December 2019. Today is October the 5th, 2020, so I was almost for 10 months in a place where I lived from my 5th till my 17th, where I never felt really home, but because I chose to come back, I wasn't yearning for Rhodes as much as I was. And on the way back on Malta, I got my business idea for Cheering with Birgit and the podcast and storytelling, and I really wanted to inspire people. I started listening to my heart, the heart that whispers softly, but was every time pulling me back in, like, hey, you said you wanted to stay and that's how you felt and you expected it to be this and this, and now everything tells you to go. Don't be stubborn. Listen to me. And this is what my heart was telling me. And I did that. And then everything started moving in the right way. So I took action. I found a coach in January. I started doing a coaching course. So I learned about the coaching techniques, about my company, what I wanted to set up. And then this whole COVID-19 prison came up, but still, you know, I decided to start podcasting. I had decided to do everything online, and I was just on a roll. Although I was quite isolated where I lived, I would have been isolated anyway because I was far away from my friends. I was just close to my mom, my brother, and the cats, and some friends, but it wasn't very busy. The only thing that I really had as a 3-time-a-week thing was CrossFit, but that was closed, of course, as well for a couple of months. Still, you know, I was so sure I was on the right track. I was so sure. And then during the year already, the girl was staying in my house. She was looking for another house. And then she said, well, in case I find something earlier, I'll let you know, you can move back. And then first I was thinking June, July. But looking back now, I wasn't ready yet. And yeah, you know, not living in Amsterdam saves you a lot of money. So at least I took a lovely short trip to Crete to have a little bit of sun this year and a little bit of Greece. And now I moved back to Amsterdam. And I'm in the same house where I was because my furniture was still here. Of course, things were in boxes and I had a couple of boxes and suitcases with me to Rhodes. And some stuff that I obviously moved to my mom before I moved out here almost 2 years ago. But it's strange. I feel quite at home. I've lived here since 2010, already longer in Amsterdam before, since 2007. But I've been away to London, to Barcelona, to Greece. I'll even move back to Assen, which I swore in my heart I would never do again when I was a teenager and moved away to study. But here I am. I'm sitting on the brown table that my father had when he was a bachelor in The Hague. And I'm on my yellow sofa and all the stuff, and my books are still on the floor, but I feel so different. I am such a different person compared to from when I left. I was lovesick. I wasn't sure about anything. The only thing I knew, I wanted to go back to Rhodes. And I needed to heal myself more and develop myself more. And I had goals that I wanted to achieve as a scuba instructor and as a person. And being on Rhodes, being challenged by teaching scuba, and having a very demanding boss to work for who expects you to really, really do your best, it wasn't easy, but it was exactly where I needed to be, because there I learned how to teach, how to train, how to coach. And that's what I needed to learn. And that's always seasonal, and that seasonal stuff started to really annoy me. It would have been too long without a job. I didn't even make enough money to live from in the summer and to pay my rents, because Rhodes is quite expensive for Greece. And as a scuba instructor, you have a shitty salary, you know. is the way it is. But all these things, that whole thing, that whole process, I wasn't allowed to attach myself to somebody that was living abroad because my heartbreaks were all with foreign people. No, I had to find somebody Dutch apparently and come back to the Netherlands, start my business, give what I have to give. And now I am sitting here and I actually have two businesses. I have Cheering with Birgit, training, coaching, podcast, and in the future I want to do motivational speaking and events too. So if you know somebody or a place or a community that likes a public speaker or likes to hear about stories in life and all the adventures I did, or you feel inspired by my podcast, feel free to send me an invite. I will be happy to take a look at it. I already had some things coming in, but it's all quite hard now with the restrictions due to the COVID. And everybody's really scared. So I'm staying online for now and you can listen to me. And my second business is actually something else that came to me, since I'm really a person that cares about feeling good, health, helping other people, and freedom, and not being dependent on medicine, on doctors, on things all the time. As much as I can keep myself strong, I'll do it. And every time a product named Healy came up, and Healy is actually a bioresonance device for at home, for your family, and I love it. I just wanted to have it for myself, but I also learned you can sell it, and actually, so far, so good. So it's really interesting, and I use it for my circulation, to have a more toned body, to mentally feel better. And it's a medical device for a couple of things, actually, that's really approved by the FDA in the US or by EU regulations. And the rest will be shown by case studies, or you can try yourself. But it's amazing. The thing works. It's frequency therapy for at home. I love it. I even used it in my house to change the vibe, to change the frequencies. And for instance, last night it said that I needed to put frequencies for deep sleep, against toxins, and for several detox things. And I left it on all night. And although it was the first night alone here in this house, and it's noisy and weird, I slept so good and I woke up so good. And mostly I take a couple of nights to get adjusted, but I'm amazed, because when I was coming back from Rhodes and then from the US, and I had a couple nights here before leaving, every time in the night I woke up and I was really scared and I didn't know where I was. And now I woke up one time because it was thirsty and it's like, oh, I'm in my house in Amsterdam. I feel so happy. And this morning I woke up, I'm like, yes, I'm here, but my life now is nothing that it was. I don't have to go into the headhunt office. I don't have to do things that I don't want to do. I can make my own schedule. I can work with who I want to. I can speak to you by podcast and you can listen to me. And I just feel so grateful that I have the balls to listen to my real heart, to the real whisper, not all the things and the fear and the things that people are telling me to do. I followed my path and I came back where I came from, but I'm a completely different person. I have never felt so happy in my life, and I'm just curious, whatever happens in the world, I'm curious what life will bring me and what's going to happen next year and the last part of this year. I'm ready for it, and I hope you are too. So this was a part of my journey that I wanted to share with you. But before you go, one more thing. The training Start Before You Are Ready is open. It's starting from November 19 till December 2. The sales has opened, and this is the training. This is the place where I teach you how to follow your intuition, how to follow your heart, how do you know what you want, how do you keep yourself sane, how do you deal with all that self-doubt and the comments that you get and all the thoughts and the ideas that were put in your head from you were little. You can all let it go. You don't have to. You are the boss. but you do want to let go of stuff that doesn't serve you anymore. And please, a lot of people say, no, I'm not ready yet. I'm afraid that I will make a too big change. Hey, you are here. I'm not going to force you for anything. But if you already know that deep in your heart, you're not happy, but you just want to put a brake on your change, that's exactly why you need to sign up, because you need to start before you're ready. And if you already know that you're not in the right place where you are, in whatever place in your life, whatever journey you're on, sign up. Sign up. But if you want to stay where you are and secretly, you're just too afraid to ever make a move and you're going to stay in your current situation that you know deep in your heart you're going to be fed up with in the next 2 years, but you're not going to do anything because you're afraid, okay, don't sign up. All right. I just have to be honest, you know, sign up when you're ready. Sign up before you're ready. Start before you're ready. But if you know you are never going to change and you don't want to, please don't sign up. Anyway, start before you're ready. You can sign up for it right now. The link is in the show notes of my Shopify shop. Early bird is on till end of October. 6 places left. See you there. Bye. Before I really go, I forgot to tell you 2 more things. First of all, if you're not sure yet about what Start Before You Are Ready can bring you, or if your situation is suitable, I'll put a link in the show notes of the podcast where you can book a 20-minute free Zoom call with me. The other thing is, if you want to know more about Healy, please also or send me a direct message in Facebook or Instagram. Or you can also click on the link there for a Zoom call about the Healy. So I will put the 2 links in too. And I hope to speak to you on any of those matters, because the Healy is a lovely thing, as well are my trainings. And I have the Healy, but I also sell Healys. And you can only buy them from person to person. And I can offer you a free resonance scan on distance to get inside in your physical and mental being. And we can also do frequency healing on distance. So we can do that as well. So let me know if you're interested in that. The link is also in show notes. Now I'm really gonna say goodbye. Have a wonderful day.